Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges you experience as a mum. I'm Laura Guckian, motherhood coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guest. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession, the stuff you feel or experience that you're not supposed to talk about as a mum. I am not only going to help you recognize you are not alone, but I will also give you the tools you need to navigate it. And this season of Mumfessions is going to be a little bit different because this new year, it's all about minding yourself so you can mind your children. I am going to be picking some of the most common Mumfessions that I hear and reminding you of how you can navigate these challenges so that you can be a happier and calmer mum. Before we begin, can I please ask you a massive favor? I want as many mums as possible to hear Mumfessions, and you can help me to do that by clicking the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening. I also want to remind you that if you need any additional resources or support, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This new year, remember, mind yourself so you can mind your children. Vivio Jr. has been trusted by parents for over 40 years, offering tasty, kid-friendly nutritional supplements to support growth, immunity, and cognitive development. That's why we are big fans of it in my house. And for mums, BioCult, Ireland's number one live bacteria supplement brand, is here to help with immunity and digestive support. With 70% of your immune system in your gut, it's a great place to start. Together, Vivio Jr. and BioCult can help your family thrive this winter and beyond. Available at your local pharmacies or online. I have picked this Mumfession because I think the number one question that mums usually ask me is, why is it so hard? Like, nobody told me it would be this hard. Why am I finding it hard? Am I doing something wrong? Am I just a bad mother? Is it just me? Everywhere else I look, mothers are loving motherhood and there's something wrong with me. So this Mumfession is so important because it will make you feel seen, heard, and validated in your experience of motherhood, whether that feeling is really hard or really easy. Because what I'm disclosing are the three best kept secrets of motherhood. And when I have shared these with mums in the past, one mom in particular said she was walking in the park with her baby and she literally had to sit down on a bench because it was the sense of self-compassion, forgiveness, and recognizing, and this is key, your experience in motherhood has absolutely nothing to do with you. I'm sorry to break it to you. It's nothing to do with you. It is to do with so many external factors that are outside of your control. So I want you to spend the next few minutes listening to this, okay? And if you find this helpful or as helpful as the other mothers who have heard it, hop over to my Instagram page at Mind Mommy Coaching and let me know how you felt after hearing it.
Good afternoon. My Mumfession is regarding loneliness at home. While on maternity leave with a small baby, I'm mum to one little boy and I find being at home all day by myself a big struggle. My husband's at work. I've got no local family support, unfortunately. We try and get out as much as we can, but the days can be long, very, very long. And I find that a big struggle. I also miss my old life. I miss being spontaneous and being able to go and see and be and do and be who I wanted to be. Go for a massage, see my friend, go out for lunch on days off from work. I can no longer do that in a spontaneous manner, which I really, really miss. But that's okay. I really believe that it's okay to miss your old life a lot, which I do. And you can be in both camps. You can quite easily miss your old life a lot, but also love your new life. I really appreciate what opportunity I've been given by being able to have a baby, and that will never be lost. Well, me certainly not. But my goodness, it's hard some days. And it's a struggle. I try to remind myself it's seasons. They will come and they will go.
Oh my goodness. I think this is a really special Mumfession. I'm listening to it there, feeling how vulnerable this mum is. She's mentioning she's on mat leave. First of all, it is hard. It is hard. It is lonely. It is all of those things. And I'm going to explain why in a moment. But the first thing I want to pick up on is I sensed from that Mumfession a bit of trying to justify your feelings. you said something like, I feel this, and of course, I love my child. We can feel all of these things. We can find motherhood hard, lonely. We can be wishing for our own life. We can get frustrated with our children. We can be angry with our children. And we can love our children and be grateful to be mothers and be grateful for everything. We need to change the narrative. We are allowed to feel two things at once. Finding motherhood hard, finding it lonely, does not make you a bad mum. It just makes you a woman who has needs and feelings. Here's why it's feeling so hard and so lonely, right? The first thing, I hear this all the time. I'm grieving my old life. I miss the old me. I'm trying to get the old me back. We need to stop saying this. The old you is gone and she's never ever coming back. And that's okay. You are now completely different. You have fundamentally changed as a woman. And here's why. You have gone through a process called matrescence. Matrescence is the best kept secret of motherhood. Matrescence is like adolescence, but for mums. And just like when we went through adolescence, we were vulnerable, we were emotional. It was a challenging time in our lives. But when we went through adolescence, society expected it to be hard for us. Society kind of held us. We had our parents' support. We had education. That is not the case for mothers. It is not the norm to say that motherhood is hard. So you are going through matrescence. And this is why it's hard. Because when we go through matrescence, we are at our most vulnerable from a psychological perspective. Matrescence can last for up to 10 years and it happens each time we have a child. You are also going through postnatal depletion, which is another best kept secret of motherhood. This is a phrase coined by Dr. Oscar Serilak. And what he says is the postnatal period is not 6 months or 6 weeks. It can be up to 2 years. And that is the physical and emotional recovery of carrying a child. And you are also going through baby brain, which, yes, is a real thing. There was a study done in 2016 that proves that the grey matter in a woman's brain is reduced after having a child. Why does that matter? The grey matter is responsible for our memory, our concentration, our emotional regulation, as well as other things. So if you are finding it hard, if you are finding maternity leave lonely, it is because it is for many women. Not all women. And that's important to say. I feel there's this thing at the moment that either a woman can't share her experience. If a woman says she's enjoying motherhood, then she's told, stop talking about that. If a mother says she's finding it hard, she's told, stop talking about it. Both experiences can be true. Both experiences can be valid. But we need to acknowledge every single woman has different support, has had a different life experience, has very different circumstances. And they're like levers. If all the levers are in place, then yes, we are more likely to have a positive experience in motherhood. If those levers are gone, and you layer that with matrescence, postnatal depletion and baby brain, then yes, why wouldn't it feel hard? So please know you're not alone. You don't need to justify this. This is, as you say, a chapter and it will pass. So in the meantime, do whatever you need to navigate this vulnerable chapter in your life. Ignore the shoulds. Stop looking at the other mums and just do what's right for you. If you are listening to this mumfession, and you're not having this experience, but you maybe know your sister or your friend might be feeling like this. This is what you can do. Just reach out. Ask them, how are you doing? But then ask, how are you really doing? Give them the space to share how they're really feeling. You don't need to solve it. You don't need to give the solution. In my experience, what mothers need is a place to feel seen and heard. Let her share how she's feeling. Tell her it's normal. Tell her it's okay. Tell her to listen to this podcast and that she's not alone. Because what I've learned when I work with my clients and I ask them at the end, what did you find most helpful? Was it all of the tools and plans I gave you? Or was it something else? And they generally say, yes, it was the tools. But actually, it's now knowing that I'm not alone. This full episode is linked below, or you can search for season 1, episode 1. It also covers how to navigate being a shouty mum and how to let go of motherhood myths. And because this season of Mumfessions is all around the theme of minding yourself so you can mind your children, I want you to really give yourself permission to access the support you deserve this year. And the good news is I am opening the village doors to new members for 5 days only this January. I want you to do one thing for yourself right now and click the link in the description, and I will let you know as soon as the doors open. It's not selfish to mind yourself as a mum. It is absolutely essential. And I want 2025 to be the year that you finally start minding yourself. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This was an Insanity Studios production. The production manager was Charlotte Mason, and the production assistant was Abby Sandler.